If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. As you know, on a Monday, we have a feature called Impact. And this is really to celebrate organizations, people who are doing amazing things. And some you may know, some you may not know. And their work needs to be highlighted. On the line with us is Nhlamulo Tlakula, who is on the line with us all the way from the U.S. And she runs Grateful Hearts Foundation. I hope she can hear us well. And Nhlamulo, thank you so much for joining us. And I think it's good morning to you on your side.
Hi, Pamela. Yes, it's actually good afternoon.
Is it a good afternoon already? Behind. Okay. Well, yes, welcome. Yes, welcome to Point of View. It's lovely to have you on the line with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the Grateful Hearts Foundation and its origins.
Sure. So it's actually a very personal story to me, one that is extremely close to my heart. Mm-hmm. In the heart community, I am what is described as a heart mom, which means that my daughter was born with a congenital heart defect. And for the listeners here, a congenital heart defect is essentially a defect that's actually the child is born with. And so in 2019, I had a miscarriage and fell pregnant again. And, you know, we were so excited to welcome our daughter into the world. At our anatomy scan, I was told by my gynecologist that I needed to see a pediatric cardiologist. Mm. And at the time, I hadn't even heard of what a pediatric cardiologist was. And, you know, that's when we got her diagnosis. And, you know, I sought second and third and fourth opinions. And I was essentially advised to terminate my pregnancy at 23 weeks. And, of course, not to go into too much detail for the listeners, but when you're that far along, you actually have to deliver your baby, and that is traumatic in itself for women that deliver children. And so my husband and I opted not to, and we decided to look to going abroad. And one of the doctors had said, you know, unless you can get to Boston Children's Hospital, we recommend that you terminate. And luckily, I was able to do that. I had the means to be able to come over. My sister, my daughter got, you know, three open heart surgeries here. Before the age of two. But I know that a lot of families in South Africa don't have the resources or the luxury to be able to come abroad or do any of that stuff. And that's actually, you know, what made me decide to start this foundation. It came out of that conviction of a mother having gone through a similar experience.
And what does it hope to achieve?
So our goal here is really to train pediatric cardiac specialists.
Yeah.
Just a few scary stats just to level set for everyone. Mm. But we only have about 40 pediatric cardiologists serving a population of over 60 million. And we have at least 12,000 children and a growing population of 12,000 born with a congenital heart defect every single year. And so the World Health Organization actually recommends that the correct ratio for pediatric cardiologists for a population of 60 million is 120. So we are really way off the mark. And what that means is that there's a backlog of life-saving surgeries for children. And these kids are waiting for a really long time, months, sometimes even years, for procedures that are critical. You know, and so what we've done is the Grateful Hearts Foundation exists not only to train more pediatric cardiac specialists, but to invest in strengthening the ecosystem of care. And that's through a partnership with Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. And we really just want to ensure that every child, regardless of their family's financial situation, has access to life-saving treatment.
So it's I suppose, twofold. The one is to encourage training and, of course, support those who need the training, and then also support a hospital like Nelson Mandela's Children's Hospital so that they can provide that kind of a care for children and families who need that.
Correct. So the entire ecosystem actually has a shortage of specialists, and it's not just the surgeons.
Yes.
Right? It's the cardiologist, it's the perfusionist, it's the ICU nurses, it's the entire ecosystem of care for heart patients. And for various reasons, like, you know, the brain drain or going into, you know, private healthcare, that actually only, you know, takes care of 25% of the population. And so our goal is really trying to create capacity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to train the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the intensivists. And our goal by 2030 is to increase the number of trained specialists so that no child ever has to wait for, you know, a surgery that can just save their life.
That's a huge undertaking, Ndlamula. I mean, that's massive. So how do you intend to raise the funds?
We're looking to you guys.
We're reaching out to the public.
We are reaching out to corporate South Africa. I'm also here in the U.S. Reaching out to both corporates and individuals here to send money over to South Africa because this is a critical need. And it's important to both create this pipeline of doctors so that, you know, we're creating a sustainable healthcare system and we're not having to rely on, you know, coming overseas or doctors from abroad. We need to build a healthcare that is African-centric and supportive of African patients.
When you obviously dig deep, you've spoken about the brain drain. That's going to be difficult to manage. Is there an appetite from practitioners to either specialize more? What are you getting? What's the sense on the ground?
There really is. So just to put it into perspective, we do have cardiologists. And, you know, those cardiologists are able to operate on, a regular size heart like mine and yours as an adult.
Yeah.
But it requires a special set of skills to be able to perform surgery on an almond-sized heart.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the way that our healthcare system is set up, I'm not sure if you're familiar, not to get too technical, but we have different registrars for doctors that want to specialize. In South Africa specifically, we offer pediatricians, doctors to specialize to become pediatricians. We offer doctors the ability to specialize to become cardiac surgeons or surgeons. The trouble is we don't have a subspecialty focused on pediatric cardiology. And so the training actually really happens informally, if you will. Someone that may have an interest in that field would have to shadow someone and would happen informally. And what that means is that government isn't necessarily paying a salary to someone that has that interest. And so, of course, there is a desire for people to do it, but because they won't have any money, they won't earn any money, and so it compromises their livelihood, they don't end up going down that path.
You're spot on. You speak about the ecosystem in the cardiologist sort of sector, and it's across with pediatrics, gastric pediatric. I think there were only two in the country. That's quite scary.
Exactly.
And I get what you're saying, that we also need to see how the training happens so that it's not one individual who's just interested and keen and wants to advance themselves. You do have a system that supports all of that.
Exactly. And so the goal with Nelson Mandela Children's, and I think this is why the partnership actually came to fruition, was that, you know, we found a lot of overlaps in our mission. And one of Nelson Mandela's missions is to become a leading training institution for healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And so we found that, you know, our mission and vision, as well as theirs, were aligned in being able to create a sustainable heart center that's centered around the benefit of African patients, that's focused on the research of African patients, so that we can, you know, create the sustainable heart center.
I mean, for those who are listening and are thinking, oh, this is beyond me, I'm no big corporation, I'm no blue chip company, is there a way we can also participate at our very small scale?
Absolutely. I think sometimes people hear donations and, you know, they sometimes just shut down. But, you know, showing up doesn't necessarily only exist in one format. You know, of course, first you can make a donation or pledge, because every rand makes a difference in training up these doctors. But you can also volunteer. You know, I think that sometimes we need to think about how we can make a difference more broadly. Whether you have skills in healthcare, you know, whether you're fundraising or you're an advocate and you're looking to, you know, play the role of advocacy, we welcome that support. But also just fundamentally spreading the word, you know, awareness is just as important as funding. And February is actually Heart Month, and we tend to think about February as Love Month, and I like to reframe it for myself and think about how you can show love.
Yeah.
And the biggest way and the most important way to show love is by maybe changing the life of a child who didn't have access to surgery. And so visit our website, www.gratefulheartsfoundation.com. You can follow us on Instagram at the Grateful Hearts Foundation, and just spread the word about congenital heart defects, which is really a very silent killer.
And how's your daughter doing?
Oh my gosh, she's so good. Unfortunately, she's got this American accent now that I find very odd. Her name is Boholo, and she says Boholo now. It's interesting, but she's thriving. She's doing exceptionally well. We were just home in December, and she had the best time going to Joy Josie and doing all the fun things that kids do.
Oh.
So she's good. And we have other people's donations and other people's generosity to also thank for that.
Hmm. What a journey. And thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and, for kicking this off, because it will take a lot and all of our support to get this going. So thank you, and all the best with your own personal journey with your daughter.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the foundation is called the Grateful Heart Foundation. Go to all their platforms. Go to Instagram, follow them. Go to Facebook, and you'll be able to follow what they're doing and obviously contribute if you can. My guest's name is founder Nhlamulo Tlakula, who is currently living in the U.S. because she went there for treatment for her daughter. So you heard that story there. So the idea is that if you have a child who needs that kind of support, medical support, they wouldn't have to travel all the way to the US. They'll be able to get it right here in South Africa. So go to their platforms, the Grateful Heart Foundation.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.